You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yeah, well, I could have just said that myself since it's my own voice. It's a bit weird. It's quite surreal, isn't it? Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Finn, aka Plum. Mm-hmm. Let's get this out of the way nice and early. Plum has got two M's.
Yes.
Like, I don't want people going through this Googling away frantically, not, you know, in the dark, not knowing what's up. So let's get that out of the way. You're called Plum. And Plum's got two M's.
Yes.
What's that all about?
No, actually zero reason at all. I just like randomly came out of my head.
So. I've got my guess when I was listening to you yesterday on your Bandcamp, plum.bandcamp.com, mm-hmm. While I was driving back from Mount Roskill when I went to visit my friend Lance. Yeah. I thought, I wonder if Plum comes from Finn's childhood obsession with the film Sound of Music. And namely, like, the main actor, Christopher Plummer. And so, like, at primary school, everyone kind of affectionately called you Plum with two M's as a kind of shortened, abbreviated kind of, like, affectionate term for your obsession with Christopher Plummer starring as Captain Georg in Sound of Music. Is that about right? Or?
Well, I'd like to say it's a story that interesting, but sadly it's not.
It's all right.
I was going to call it like Palm after a poster my friend did for a gig, but then there was already a band called Palm. so I was like...
I think that these days, like, it's a pretty redundant question, like, where'd you get your band name from? I think it's like literally the answer is just, that was the only name that was left in the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. And so tell us about what is Plum. You're sitting here with a guitar. Mm-hmm. The recordings that you've got are fantastic recordings, by the way.
Thanks.
And people will discover for themselves when they go to your website with your Bandcamp. And so obviously you make music, you play songs, which you write, and you sing.
Yes.
Is there anything more mysterious to it than that?
No.
Is there a tale behind your...
Well, it almost kind of just got kick-started by I had a few songs that I'd just written, and then my friends were like, let's go play some shows in Wellington for fun.
Yeah.
So I kind of like started a band with some guys.
Yeah.
And we played my songs, and then so that like kick-started the whole thing, got a bunch of songs, then I wrote a couple more, and then I just recorded them by myself. And also got my friend to play drums on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that Jeremy?
Jeremy, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out Jeremy.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy, whose name I saw on the credits at plum.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Which I visited yesterday and thoroughly enjoyed.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so it's all a pretty recent thing.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, today you've brought a rather beautiful looking Taylor acoustic guitar in with you. It sounds quite a bit different, I imagine, but people at home can imagine the recordings. A lot of quite dark, kind of chorusy guitars. I like
it. Yeah. So, well, I did use this guitar in a few songs. All the songs I'm playing today, I did use it on. But yeah, a lot of the album is like electric guitar with chorus and stuff.
When did the album go live?
It came out a week ago-ish.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, 25th, I think it was. So yeah,
hot off the press.
Yeah.
As so they used to say when things got physically pressed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so it's just came out.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, you must be stoked.
Yeah, I am stoked. So this is my first action on it.
Cool. Yeah. And I presume like what normally happens when people release an album is that they plan a tour, play a few shows in their hometown, I guess, which in your case is Auckland, and you know, do a bit of time putting it out there, maybe a few singles, a few videos. I'm presuming that you're going to follow the natural path, and we'll be seeing you playing live here in Auckland many times for the weeks and months and years to come.
Well, no, actually, I'm about to move to Montreal with Jeremy, who
what?
Yeah. So in like just under 2 weeks, me and Jeremy, who played drums on the album, are just going to go shift over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the appeal of Montreal?
I really
don't know. Leonard
Cohen? Oh, well, yeah, that too, but...
You were reading Beautiful Losers and hearing the descriptions of those cathedrals and its twisted history. Or was it the mafia involvement in the creation of the motorways and how there's always roadworks in Montreal because the mafia need work?
Yeah, no, you're making me very envious about my lack of backstories. But
You're about to go and live it. Who's the envious one here? I think it might actually be me.
Yeah, no, I just kind of didn't really know what I wanted to do when I left school, and I didn't really want to go to uni or anything.
It's a fantastic feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how I wound up at BFM.
Yeah, so I just decided to go away somewhere and then kind of settled on Montreal. It's a pretty cool place.
Cool. Yeah. Are you a fan of music from Montreal?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
What do you love?
I love like Homeshake. There's a band called Ort. You know, there's Mac DeMarco, obviously. Yeah. There's, who else is from Montreal?
Godspeed Black Emperor.
They're huge, actually. The guy from Godspeed Black Emperor and his wife actually run a venue.
Really?
In Montreal. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, you'll find out.
But yeah, no, that's a little documentary I've seen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're in for a very exciting change in your life.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
The last thing I was going to say is you obviously just... I knew you were moving overseas, so that was all a giant lame setup. But are you going to play any shows before you leave?
No, we were kind of hoping to, but just things didn't work out. But I played... You know, I've already done it a couple times, and then that was it.
What date do you go?
The 12th.
The 12th? I was just about to say, do you want to come play a gig on the 12th? But too late. Never mind. No. Well, ladies and gentlemen, keep an eye on plum.bandcamp.com and see if there's any surprise news of last-minute shows that we organise while we're off air. But for the time being, I'll shut my damn mouth and let you play a couple of songs.
Cool.
How about that?
Sweet ass. Cool. So this one's called IBC. Yeah. Slipping away, what have I done today? Surrender your life, asks the boy in the suit and tie. And my eyes turn shy. Give it all up, your joy and your love, and give them to me, and I'll do what I please. I'll waste them with ease. Was to be, gonna be, I really want to be someone who loves you and knows when you're all right. But I can't read minds. Bewitch and be late, only I could complicate the way that you smile at the boy and the look in your eye. But I don't think twice. Drifting through waves. waves of general decay, and I've never felt better, 'cause I know that you're right. I've wasted my time. Robbery, philosophy, cornerstones of society. Take what you want to, and I won't put up a fight. I've forgotten my rights.
Read it and weep, everybody. Take a good long listen to this, because this gold is taking itself overseas. Let's hear another one.
The song's called Greenhouse.
Keep out no resolve to my plight. Never occurs how your heart isn't hers. The absence of words heals while it burns. Greenhouse cut my teeth. Heat clouds these black and white sheets. My throat it burns with liquor and slurs. Sleep while it hurts, it only gets worse. Greenhouse, take my life.
Oops, forgot to put my mic on. Thank you so much, and we're going to have one more, but we're going to take a quick break because you need to do some fancy schmancy tuning, am I right?
Yeah.
Just got to tune down to D or something. Yeah, I like it. Let's have a quick ad break, and we'll be back with one more from the wonderful Plum. Meanwhile, get yourself on the internet.com and go to Plum, P-L-U-M-M, 2 M's, .bandcamp.com. All right, we've done all that needs to be done as far as our tuning and whatnots.
Yes, yeah.
All right, well, Finn, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I wish you all the best. And look, I'm trying to turn my envy into well wishing for you for your future. So I think Montreal sounds like a great idea.
Well, thank you very much.
Cool. Well, let's hear, what's the last tune called?
It's called Maurice or Ollie. Is it Maurice or Morris? Maurice. It's actually named after the street that Ollie's flat is on, where I wrote the lyrics.
I thought it might have been a heartfelt dedication to one half of that band, Duel.
No.
Oh, well, Maurice, if you're listening, this is not a song about you.
Okay.
By now I should have drowned in the pool where we spent our last days. Reach out to stop you speaking so loud. Words they can slice my veins. Tired of himself, or if he lost someone who shared the pain. Reads proud words receding from his mouth, trying to catch a woman on every phrase.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.